Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here to tell us about Tai Chi classes for seniors and to do sort of a check-in with Southeast Senior Services. She's a case manager. Eileen Hosey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Right.
All right. So thinking of seniors, we're going to talk about the Tai Chi classes for seniors in January. But maybe before we get there, what's on your radar right now at Southeast Senior Services?
Well, right now, this is a tough time of year for a lot of elders who are by themselves, don't have a lot of family contact. So social isolation is a real difficult thing. One of our programs, Meals on Wheels, home delivered meals for seniors, it's a very important part of keeping track of seniors, checking in every day to make sure they're all right. We also have Caravan, which drives seniors around. We have the bridge, and we're also a hospice and home care of Juno is also affiliated with. Southeast Senior Services goes from Haines to Wrangell. We have senior centers in all most of the communities between Haines, Juno, Skagway, Cake, Angoon, Una, Ketchikan, Wrangell, senior centers, and caravan rides.
And for you as a case manager, what's a day in the life look like?
Well, it's really varied. It's quite unusual because everybody's situation is different. Everybody's life experiences are different. We get we have a program called Gatekeeper where we get confidential referrals for seniors who might be experiencing some difficulties in their life. We will contact the senior and we'll be very tactful and careful and remind them that our mission is to help seniors stay in their homes safely and independently, and just tell them some of the services, the in-home services and the outreach that's available for seniors. We have a caregiver resource center because we understand and that caregivers have an enormous job, often a thankless job, and they need respite, they need assistance, they need support also.
Let's make sure we share those contacts before we get off the air today. So listeners, get your pens out if you're a caregiver or a person in need of services. Yep. What is the age range? Who does Southeast Senior Services?
Age 60 and above. Okay. And if you're a caregiver under the age of 60, if you care for somebody 60 or older, you qualify too for our services, for the caregiver support services we have.
When we first started our conversation, you mentioned reaching out to individuals who might be alone during the holidays. Do you recommend that to our listeners as well if they know an elderly person in the community who might be alone?
Absolutely. A phone call, a personal visit. If your friends seeing somebody out having coffee by themselves, just say hello, making eye contact, letting people know that they're seen as a person. That's really important.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then as we get through the holidays and into January, Tai Chi classes.
Oh, yes. Time to put your best foot forward. And better health is one of the best gifts you can give yourself this coming year of 2020. Because along with Tai Chi, What we're trying to accomplish, what the instructor is trying to accomplish, is build up of your core body strength and agility, because one of the worst things you can do as a senior is take a fall. And it's the leading cause of accidental death in people over the age of 65. One out of three individuals over 65 fall every year.
Wow.
And once you've fallen, you are more likely to fall again. And part of that is because we become fearful after we've fallen. I mean, it's just such a, can be a bad thing. It can be embarrassing, all of those things. We're more tentative in our stepping up, stepping down, taking nice strength and, you know, steps. So Tai Chi builds your core body strength and makes you more agile and stronger so you can walk with confidence.
Got it. Yeah. How many years have you been doing Tai Chi now?
About seven, as far as I remember back, about 7 years.
It must be working.
It is working. We have repeaters who come to the classes, and we like that, yeah.
I imagine beyond the physical activity, a social gathering is probably fun as well.
Absolutely, and there's a meditative component to Tai Chi because you practice your movements. They're slow. They're deliberate. You flow from one movement to the next, and your teacher guides you along. When you begin Tai Chi, you'll start by learning one or two movements. The next class, you'll learn one and two, and then three and four, perhaps. So before you know it, you are flowing through all of the movements, and people really seem to enjoy it.
You sell me on this every time, Eileen. I have heard rumor of a Tai Chi classes for all ages, so I need to do some more research.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need to become a little calmer in our lives. There's so much going on in the world that getting a little bit more meditation and tranquility would probably be helpful for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the classes are in January. When's the first one?
They begin January 7th. It's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're doing something new, exciting this year. For the last 2 years, the January classes have been extremely full. So we are splitting it up into two classes. One at 10, from 10 to 11 a.m., and the second one from 11:15 to 12:15. Glenn Ray is our certified Tai Chi instructor. Classes are going to be held at St. Paul's Church. I guess it's their social building that's right next to the old church.
That's out by the Mindanao Mall?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So,
and is let's say you mentioned caravan earlier. If somebody didn't have transportation, what would be a good way to get out there?
Well, they could certainly call caravan and set up to do that. I don't know about the buses running. It's kind of tough that way. But if you can get to the first couple of classes and carpool, find someone to carpool with. That works, too.
Good idea. Yeah. So it starts January 7th, mm-hmm. Tuesdays and Thursdays. One starts at 10 a.m. and one starts at 11:15 a.m. every day.
Yep.
Every Tuesday, every Thursday.
Yep.
And when does it go through?
8 weeks. Okay. I can't remember when that. I think it's February 27th, but I could be wrong. But 8 weeks, 16 total sessions. And in order to be in the class, you're going to have to let me know. You're going to have to call me at 463-6113 or send me an email to Eileen.Hosey, Eileen.Hosey, Hosey, at ccsjuno.org. And I will send you the application packet, and then you just send it back to me.
All right. We'll give you those contacts, listeners, here in another minute if you want to get your pens out. Is this something that somebody should expect to go to all 8 weeks?
Absolutely, yes, okay. Because the movements build on each other, and you should plan to be there the whole time.
Do you happen to know, does it set people up for self-practice once they're out?
Oh, it does indeed. Class? Yeah, and in addition, we have videos available that you can check out from our little library after you finish the class to continue on until you feel comfortable doing it. I think Jocelyn has done it for 30-plus years. One of our other instructor,
Okay. Again, that phone number for Eileen is 463-6113, mm-hmm. or they can email you at eileenhosey@ccsjuno.org. That's E-I-L-E-E-N
dot
H-O-S-E-Y at ccsjuno.org.
Yes. If I have one more minute, I would also like to just put in a plug for the senior survey. Juno Commission on Aging has their every 10 years, senior survey. It's out now. You can go on to Juno Economic Development Council website and get a link to it. You can fill it out online. If you want a paper copy, just give me a call. It's very important that we hear what seniors want and need in our community. And this is the fourth time we've done it. So for the last 30 years, we've been checking up on seniors. So we want to know what you want.
And that senior survey, again, is through the JEDC.
JEDC. Yep. Okay. They're helping us with that. Yeah.
Or they can call you again.
They can call me and I'll get them a copy. You bet.
Good old-fashioned phone, 463-6113.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, Eileen, after we get through February and Tai Chi, what should we look forward to?
Well, we'll be having a springtime class almost for sure. And that will be, I think, in the evening from usually 5:30 to 6:30. That's the one I'm going to take.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Eileen Hosey, yeah. It's always great to have you on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
I think I've done it all.
All right. Well, thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much. All right.
To recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to